about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. Lost our minds and we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. When we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Oh, oh, oh. There's nothing holding me back.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of If You Know, You Know, the show for Web3 creators and enthusiasts. I am your host, Belle. Each week, I'm joined by Web3 experts to bring you the latest trends, opportunities, and perspectives from the creators who are shaping the future of technology and art. Nothing we have to say is financial advice, and it's always important to do your own research. And if you have any questions or want to come up and speak, just request to speak at the bottom right-hand corner, request to speak or type it in the bottom right-hand corner, and we'll be checking that. Today, I'm excited to have on, I'm going to say it the way that I've, every single time that I see your name, I'm like, wa-bam, right? How many times did you get that when you were going through so many Twitter spaces and like live YouTube videos of people pronouncing your name? Welcome to the show, wa-bam.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yes, I like wa-bam, and it is sometimes a cause for confusion, but I like the way you did it, so well done.
Thanks. How'd you even come up with that name?
It's actually an Ojibwe word, which is like an indigenous to North America language. And I was, at the time, I was like learning the language, trying to learn the language back like, I guess, two and a half years ago now when I first started following NFTs. And I needed like a name when I was joining Twitter, and I just made one up. And I never thought that it would become like a personality or an alias or an identity. I just liked the word, so I threw it down, and now here we are.
It's like a child when you name, I don't know if you're a parent or not, but when you name a child, eventually a lot of parents say it's like they grew into their name, right? They became what I thought the name was going to be.
Not a parent yet, but I love that. Yeah, well, bam.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I grew it.
You grew into it. That's awesome. Well, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you on here. I want to talk to you. I definitely do not want to be like a repeat of all of the other conversations that I know that you've had. Congratulations. First of all, you are one of the newly appointed special counsel members of ApeCoin DAO. I want to talk to you about your journey and also the journey of the last couple of weeks because, 2, 3 weeks ago, I mean, you were touring basically across all of the different Twitter spaces. It became a very big deal. Did you expect that?
Yeah, I kind of did, because it happened last time too during the last special counsel elections. It was a really popular thing all over crypto Twitter. It may have been even bigger this time than it was last time. So I don't know if I expected that, but I knew that that it was going to be a popular topic. There's something about ApeCoin and elections and the whole space that just seems to get really excited about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement, and this year in particular, it started, or I should say, the not the talk because the talk and the discussion was already there, but really, what kicked it off a lot was, the salary and the amount of pay that kicked it off, and suddenly, from my perspective, the conversation was, all right, truly, this is a lot of money. Who are these people? And it became, and I don't want to talk too much about that because that's already been discussed so many different times. But the interesting thing from my perspective was that it became really this a huge discussion of culture meets professionalism and meets real life experience and, coming together into what we know as Web3. Did you see that? Was that also your experience, or am I off on that?
No, I think that's right. I think there was lots of people who didn't even know what the role was. I mean, it was Vulcan who put out a tweet that like compared, the different comp levels for the different, ApeCoin DAO roles and participants. And, a lot of people didn't even know what it was. And, we're in a bear market. So, it's like, what is this money being spent for? It naturally kicked off like a whole large conversation that, kind of went viral as far as crypto Twitter is concerned.
Do you think people understand what it is now?
I think it's a bit better. I doubt that most people who saw that tweet have much of a better understanding. I mean, that tweet got like hundreds of thousands of views. And, unless you've been following the elections closely, you're pretty much just going off of what's on the website.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I can tell you from my perspective, people weren't so focused on exactly what it is that that the special counsel does as much as what it represents and maybe what it could do in the future. I'm still not convinced that people fully understand what it is, and I think that that just speaks to, I guess, the nature of the majority of the people that are in Web3, that are interested right now in the culture of NFTs and what it means, et cetera. So, I'm curious to see, how it continues, and if in the next elections you'll continue to see that angle of interest. So I don't know, we'll see. But on your background, Wabam, you were practicing law like full time, and you left that for Web3. How did that come about?
Yeah, I mean, I was really spending a lot of my like spare time thinking about Web3 and thinking about NFTs and getting involved in different communities and I had been working at my firm for a number of years, and I really enjoyed it. But I also, I was also ready for to make a change. You know, given that so much of my time and my sort of my passion seemed to be taking me elsewhere. So, I was fortunate in the last bull market to do well enough that I could, you know, sort of take a chance and take a risk, and you know, financially, I would be able to do that. I did. I took a jump. I left my firm, started my own little practice. So I still had, you know, some legal work, but a very small amount. And for the most part, really just focused on Web3 and really ApeCoin in the end.
Does your family know what you're doing? Like, do the people inside of your world know what you're doing?
Some do, some don't. One of the benefits of continuing to have a practice is that I can just keep telling people that I am a lawyer. If it's going to be like a very complicated and painful, and if it's not worth it to try and explain everything else that I'm doing. But, you know, the people who I'm, I think, closest with, and, you know, my friends and close family, my close friends and my family, that they know, they have a better idea of sort of the full gamut of everything that I'm up to.
Does this role require you to travel a lot? Do you, and the reason I'm asking is because I've always been curious on, you know, the NFT culture lives on Twitter primarily right now, right? You can argue the other platforms also, but a lot of it has to do on Twitter and on live on Spaces. But it started a lot during the pandemic. But as the years go on, we've seen a lot of IRL events attached to that. And I know that this is the ApeCoin DAO Council, but on the Bored Ape Yacht Club ecosystem itself, a lot of it has been ApeFest and IRL component to it. How does that bleed into at all into ApeCoin DAO Council, the IRL component of it, as it relates to building and strengthening the NFT communities?
I think so. I mean, look, I'm just started, so I have not been asked to go and speak at any events or told by, you know, the Ape Foundation that I'll be doing that. But I've seen that. I mean, my understanding is it's sort of up to special council members to jump in and do that, as they like and are motivated to. So, I would like to be attending IRL events and to be, you know, representing the DAO in person where I can. So, I'm hoping to do that and planning to do that, but no like concrete plans or specific plans just yet.
A lot of the projects, we hear the word building in public a lot. And when the elections were happening, it was akin to that of, you know, you explaining, and by you, I mean you and the other candidates as well, a lot of growing in public, if you will, a lot of sharing in public, et cetera. What was the biggest challenge? What do you think is the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge for the ApeCoin DAO, or the biggest challenge during the elections, or what do you mean?
Yeah, during the elections and during the bear market, because it's not just any time, right? It was and has been just a super intense and fueled of all sorts of emotions of people that are currently in a bear market. And you went through the elections during that time. Was it challenging? What was the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I think it was challenging. I think, I think probably one of the biggest challenges was dealing with like the negativity, and certainly part of that is the fact that we're in a bear market and, people are worried about the future of the space overall, and that creates some anxiety and some negativity. And then I think also the Yeah, well, there was the pay, right? And that, I think that's kind of part and parcel, but that created some negativity. And that's an important conversation. I don't mean to say that it's, not something we should be discussing, but there was definitely a bit of like a tense environment at times. But I mean, yeah, was it challenging to navigate? Sure. But if the community is feeling, like angry, or the community's upset, or that, there's concerns the community has, I think it's really important that, special council members and anybody, working for the DAO or any sort of leading contributors to the DAO should be engaging with that. And, we all have to work together to address these issues. So, it was a challenge, but I think an important part of the experience and part of the job.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. The negativity of it is a big deal, and that speaks to public sentiment a lot. What are some of the things that ApeCoin DAO can do and that you can do in particular to help out with that?
Yeah, I mean, for my part, as a special counsel member, I've been trying, and even as a, as a somebody trying to be elected to be a special counsel member, I tried to do, I tried to connect with a lot of voters, a lot of community members. Voters are not, what are their priorities and concerns in the DAO? What do they want to see changed? What are they happy with? What are they unhappy with? And I felt and I feel that as a special council member, it's important that we're in tune with that. And we are seen as ambassadors. We're literally elected by the community members, so we should have some accountability to them. I think it's important that we're in touch. We have our finger on the pulse of what the community thinks, and through doing that, we should be better able to, help address those concerns, both in terms of how we perform our day-to-day duties, but also, how we're representing the DAO, and how we're even thinking in our personal capacity about, like, what does the DAO need? I mean, I intend as a special council member to continue to propose AIPs to improve the DAO, in my personal capacity. It's not necessarily, in my job description, but it's something that I want to continue to do, and it's something that I think that, being a special counsel member, I should be, well positioned to do that, and given, all the knowledge and understanding I have of what's going on in the DAO, sort of in the front and behind the scenes, and also given the discussions that I'm having with so many community members to stay accountable to them and to be responsive to their, wants and needs.
Blockchain gaming comes up a lot, and you made this really long thread, which I thought was fantastic and very transparent. And you said, our potential is to be the coin of the metaverse culture and blockchain gaming. Have you always been a gamer?
Yes, and in fact, I was a much bigger gamer when I was young. I'm not much of a gamer these days. I'm still like a fan, but I don't play a ton of games these days. But yeah, I was a huge gamer, in my, I guess my preteen, my teen years, and then even into my 20s for a bit.
How do you think the gaming industry continues to become more mainstream and, adopt blockchain technology?
Well, it's a challenge because there's a lot of resistance from the gaming industry and from lots of parts of society, to, blockchain technology. I think really the way it'll happen is when the people that are using the when the gamers or whatever folks playing games or, having gamified experiences, when they're doing it, when the technology they're using is using blockchain technology and they don't even realize it. I think that's like the most likely, route where it becomes more mainstream, as opposed to like, and I mean, maybe that eventually leads to like, less resistance and less, skepticism towards blockchain technology. But I don't think, I think that's like what has to happen first. It has to sort of be like a Trojan horse, because I'm not sure that there's going to be, before people see the use and before people are experiencing the benefits, I'm not sure there's going to be like some big change in sentiment. I think the tech needs to prove itself essentially before the thoughts and minds of, the public are going to change.
Yeah, I love that. I think that you're right on. When people start using the technology without knowing that they are using the technology, that's key. I know that Jonah, which is a popular gamer focused on games, but I wouldn't say famously, as if the space were big enough to say that a person famously put in, an AIP in regarding, like, I think it was millions of dollars for a particular game. But I'm curious if now one of the conversation pieces that I've been listening a lot to you and other council members talk about is making this more accessible for people, right? So that people can bring in new ideas and have the open discussions. And before Jonah put in any kind of effort into it, one of the things that he very publicly spoke about was the fact that he didn't even know that it existed, that these possibilities were there, that financial help was even there, and definitely didn't know how to navigate, and that the UX experience on there was very difficult, And one of the things that he was talking about was how, as ambassadors, there should be more of a discussion and more of an education and an easier platform for community members to go in and share their thoughts and their proposals. And so I'm curious, on the heels of Jonah having done that and done it for, the gaming, blockchain gaming, is that something from your perspective? And maybe just, you haven't been a part of the conversations, I have no idea, but is that something that people are more now publicly maybe talking about, blockchain gaming as it relates to what ApeCoin DAO can help with?
I think so. I mean, certainly Jonah's proposal brought a bunch of attention to the DAO in as it relates to gaming, and yeah, we certainly saw lots of discussion about it during the elections, and I hope it continues. I think it's a, the community, for the DAO to do this stuff, for the DAO to achieve that potential, as I described during my campaign, it needs to come from the community. Right, like we need community proposals, we need community initiatives. So, it's really exciting to see people like Jonah putting up proposals, and I hope it continues. And I'd certainly encourage Jonah to keep working on it. Even if his proposal doesn't get approved, or if he needs to change it, or if he needs to make any, if he's wants to make any changes, I would encourage him and anybody else interested in that area to put proposals up and put your ideas out there. And there's lots of people in the DAO who are excited about these topics and who can give feedback, and potentially people that you could work with.
What do you think is best case scenario for ApeCoin DAO?
I mean, I think the best case scenario is that it's synonymous with Web3 culture. That ApeCoin is, the coin of Web3. It drives culture into the metaverse. It's used all over the place when people are having experiences in the metaverse.
I was listening to another Twitter space yesterday, and there was a discussion about how crypto, the people that join typically crypto Twitter and the people who join typically NFT Twitter are mostly here for two different reasons, at least from that person's perspective, which I thought was really interesting. And they said that the people that are here from crypto Twitter have a very financially driven perspective, are here because they believe, that Bitcoin is gold and Ethereum is utility, And the people that are here for NFTs are here for the culture. And it was said in a way that was like, that's the way that it is, but it's not necessarily a positive because, you know, culture doesn't pay the bills, right? Culture doesn't move technology forward. And when the elections were going on, a lot of the word culture kept coming up a lot. And I'm just curious, did your perspective of metaverse culture change at all through the elections, or did it not? What does metaverse culture mean to you?
Yeah, I would say it did change a bit. I mean, you know, to me, culture is you know, it's the community. Defining culture is difficult. I think midway through the election, I tried to start doing this because I wanted to be able to answer questions like this. But, you know, in my mind, culture is like, it's art, it's identity, it's language, it's beliefs. You know, it's sort of, it's all those things that make up community and identity. And, you know, so what is metaverse culture? I mean, it's the things that, you know, make up the community and the identity and the, you know, the, I don't know, call it the vibe of, you know, the metaverse. So, you know, I mean, that it feels very sort of abstract, but, you know, when you think about it in a more concrete, in more concrete terms, I mean, I think, you know, that you can think of Yuga Labs and their creations as, you know, sort of like the leaders in, you know, Web3 culture, right? Like they captured this, you know, they captured something in like the, you know, cultural zeitgeist, and they, you know, became sort of a cultural phenomenon, the Bored Apes, you know, their other lines. And I think by association, I think ApeCoin also was able to capture, you know, this space in sort of Web3 culture, which, you know, we're all trying to build to the metaverse, right? We're all drawing this line between sort of Web3 and the metaverse. And, you know, so, yeah, you know, my thinking did change during the election in that I listened to lots of feedback and lots of concerns. And I heard people say that they're concerned that, like, you know, ApeCoin's sort of cultural association, that it hasn't been getting stronger, you know, that it's standing as like a cultural phenomenon in Web3 and in, you know, this emerging idea of the metaverse, that, you know, ApeCoin hasn't, it's not building enough. It's the trajectory isn't where a lot of people want it to be. A lot of community members want it to be. So, you know, that kind of affected the way that I think about it. And I do think it's very important that we're thinking like intentionally about, you know, what is ApeCoin's role in the culture of the metaverse, and how do we position is the wrong word there, but how does the community, how do we help the community take it to where the community wants it to go?
Is higher communication, like greater amount of communication and being super transparent and decision making, even though things are not concrete, better than, you know, the alternative? What in your opinion works out better for transparency reasons and meets actually getting shit done, if that makes sense? Because I feel like there's always two different routes, right? There's the person that says, I don't want to share everything because we're building, but we really can't share anything until things are done, because the last thing we want is to give, you know, unmet promises, versus the other one in which you stay quiet even though you're building, and then people complain that you're not communicating anything at all, and we have no idea what it is that you're building. And a lot of the culture, or the lack of culture arguments that say that, you know, you're not doing anything for the community, and this is not just for ApeCoin DAO, but it did receive a lot of of that kind of feedback was, you're not doing anything for the culture, et cetera. But as soon as those conversations started, to your point, the answer was, we're doing a gazillion different things. We just don't really talk about it too much. Of note, though, a lot of the Twitter spaces that I was listening to or that I was even watching happen, it did not have very many listeners to it. So even though a lot of people say we want more transparency and we want to hear and we want to know and we're going to be a part of the conversation, they don't truly find, they don't really come pull up to the conversation. And that's just as a person that's just been observing, the viewership or the listening. And so I'm curious would you agree with that, or is it a little bit different from you being, inside of it?
No, I think we need more engagement on Twitter. I mean, the most popular ApeCoin space is ApeComms, which is a great space, but it doesn't have a huge following. I think the DAO, I've heard from community members that they'd like to see more communications from the DAO and that they'd like to just see more opportunities to talk about the DAO. I think more would be better. And I mean, this is something the DAO has been working on, and there's, different groups proposing AIPs to try and tackle this. So, it'll be up to the community, of course, to decide what gets voted in and what doesn't. But I'm optimistic that, we're going to see some progress on some of this stuff soon.
What can we expect from WBAM in the next year or two?
Yeah, I mean, I'm learning about what I can and can't do over the last few days as I onboard, but you can expect me to continue to be an active member of the community, continue to be communicating with community members and finding out what's important to them and what they'd like to see done. I'll be, of course, fulfilling my obligations as special counsel and making sure that, the foundation is stewarding the vision of the community and, making sure that what the community wants, is going to vote and is, as long as it's, is good for the DAO, that it's being approved. And I'll be doing my obligations as special counsel, but also working to be an ambassador for the DAO and trying to be in communication with our community and trying to address community concerns and be both a sounding board, but an active community member in my own right to try and make the DAO better and help the community's vision for ApeCoin be realized.
I've seen you around a couple of different Twitter spaces, and I got to say, I like the visibility and I like the engagement of it, of, you're one of the people. So one of the people for the people. So I appreciate, just from, a member of the community, I appreciate seeing that and that representation. It has been such a pleasure to have you on here, WBAM. You're always welcome. Guys, today we're going to have just a little bit of a shorter space today, just due to scheduling. But thank you so much for joining us today. We do this show, if you didn't know, we do this show, if you know, every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you are following WBAM. Make sure that you are following me. And we will see you next week. Have a fantastic evening, everybody. See ya.
Thanks for having me up here. This is awesome.
Thanks, WBAM.
Beaucoup demeurent dans le ghetto, y'a beaucoup demeurent dans le ghetto, donc obligé de me réveiller tôt. C'est sûr que sur le terrain y'a les vautours.
Je suis sorti, j'ai cher de la tour. Baby la bonne qui donne la tour. C'est à qui appartient le four, fais le fou, tu repars en sous-vêtements.
T'as beau tout recommencer, mais ton passé revient toujours ainsi. 6h30, la cible est touchée par un 6h35, l'affaire est classée.
Vas-y, divise, recommencer, à bébé, la belle dit, ah, il a assez.
Ils sont pas fous pour nous menacer, bien français.
Je fais les comptes le lundi, je donne la paye le mardi. Je sais pas combien de mecs sont partis, mais je sais que les ballons sortent le samedi.
Ça détaille toute ta journée. Y'a mes gars toujours au fourneau. Ne me balance pas, s'il te plaît. La collage de Facebook.
Dans le 4K, tu me la critiques. Je ne roule pas sur la file de droit. Bagarre, j'ai.